This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God is always at work in our lives, despite sometimes what goes on around us or even within us. We should cling to this thought. And this was reinforced with me when I was reading about the story of Samson. So Samson was chosen by God to rescue the Israelites from the Philistines. And one day, Samson came home to his parents and said that he wanted to marry a Philistine woman, which his parents really objected to. Now, to put this in even a clearer perspective, Samson's mother could not conceive, but the angel of the Lord appeared before her, and she ultimately gave birth to Samson. Therefore, Samson was their only child, and to see him marry a woman who was a pagan in their eyes was just earth-shattering to them. But what they didn't realize was that God was at work in Samson's life the entire time. He caused Samson to fall in love with this Philistine woman. And sometimes we don't see God's hand up close, so we forget that his hands are really at work. So when we're confronted with a situation in our own lives that seems out of order, we have to gently remind ourselves that even though something seems out of order, God is not out of order. He is still at work. So the words that I use to remind me of this are, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Romans 8:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so, despite the circumstances, always know God is at work today in your life.